how manifestation works and how exactly can you manifest and live your ideal life of true abundance and freedom. That is what we will discuss today, and we will get directly to the point. And what we are going to discuss today is based on the science of consciousness and the ancient wisdom of Vedanta, which directly comes from the Upanishads and the Vedas. And this is very different from your superficial understanding of what law of attraction is, what manifestation is, that you might have gathered from the Western books and concepts. With that, let's begin our exploration. From the Vedantic worldview, everything is consciousness. You know, sometimes you would have heard of this concept called everything is energy, everything is vibration. Even we had made a video like that. But consciousness is something even subtler. It is a dimension which is beyond definitions and words, and it is the essence of reality. That is what Vedanta is pointing to when it says the entire universe is one, the entire world is one. So now, just for the sake of this video, just assume that this entire circle, the bigger circle which is highlighted in red, denotes the infinite consciousness. There is this infinite energy, there is this dimension called consciousness, which is in and through everything. You know, the Chandogya Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Every aspect of this universe and this existence is pervaded by consciousness. It is engulfed by consciousness, and everything is ultimately an appearance in consciousness. So the duality, the material reality that we are perceiving is just an illusion. It's a matrix. Ultimately, there is a hidden code behind everything, and that code is consciousness. And so everything is consciousness. And if everything is consciousness, then even you yourself within yourself are nothing but this consciousness itself, right? That is why the Chandogya goes on to say Tattvamasi, you are it, you are that infinite consciousness. Immediately, it might be difficult to fathom it and digest it, and that's totally fine. All we can do for now is to understand that matter and energy are one and the same. Like how Einstein gave his equation, that is E equals MC square, where he equated energy with matter and said matter is a different dimension of energy and energy is a different dimension of matter. Now, Vedanta is just a step forward where it says everything in essence is consciousness. Even energy is also an appearance in consciousness, and consciousness is even more fundamental aspect of reality, and in fact it is the reality itself. And since everything is consciousness, even you within yourself are that consciousness. The body, the mind, the limitations that you're currently experiencing as an individual being is simply because of the ego. The ego, we generally denote it with an I. Now, because of an individual identity and because of an assumption, we are experiencing this individual reality and the experience of limitation. But in reality, we are that one consciousness. Now, with this primary understanding, let's see how the universe works and how manifestation actually happens and how we can make use of this understanding for our personal manifestation, for conscious creation, to live a life of fulfillment and abundance and to build different things in this world where we are taking our mission to the world, where we are contributing to the world, where we are living a life of health and relationships and happiness and abundance. So how can we make our best life possible? Now, from the Vedantic worldview, there is this infinite consciousness which is represented by this big circle, and the universe, which is represented by this line or the screen, you know, think of this as a screen on which the entire projection of the universe is appearing. Now, the universe is an appearance in consciousness. That is the foundational perspective of Advaita Vedanta. Now, just like the entire universe is a projection within that infinite consciousness, and ultimately from this regard, everything is consciousness itself. The individual personal reality is an appearance in your individual awareness that you have right now because of your ego and because of your mind. So there is this entire universe with all its layers, with all its complexities, with all its infinitude, and that entire universe all put together can be considered as just an appearance in consciousness, in that infinite field of consciousness or God. Now, similarly, our personal reality that we experience is represented by this line here, which is the blue line, which can be again looked at as a screen, like a cinema screen that we see, where we see different things happening. Now, that is the screen here where our personal reality is happening. For example, right now, you're watching this video. Now, this is an experience in your personal reality, and you have different relationships. You have certain goals in your finances, in your career, in your business, and so on. So all these things are with respect to your personal reality. Your personal reality is nothing but the life that you live with the limited awareness of the mind, whatever life it is. So that is represented by this blue screen. So the red screen here represents the entire universe and whatever is happening in the entire universe, which is just an appearance in this consciousness. And similarly, the blue screen represents whatever is happening in your personal reality with regards to your health, wealth, relationships, inner peace, purpose, and spiritual grounding. These are some of the primary areas we focus on at ACS. So all these things are happening in your personal reality, and that is an appearance in your personal awareness or channeled consciousness. Now let's go a little deeper here to make sense of what we are discussing. So there is this infinite field, like I mentioned, which is beyond all dimensions, which has infinite creative potential within it. So that is in fact what this reality is. Now, although we are that in our essence, right now we have identified with so many things. We have identified with so many limiting beliefs. We have identified with the ego. We have identified with our body and so on. Now, all these identifications put together creates an individual person, you know, that is represented by the figure of the person here. And that individual identity also gives rise to a personal limited awareness. It's as though that infinite energy or that consciousness is channeling through this ego and this individual identity and the patterns and the swabhava that it carries, and then it flows through and manifests a certain reality for it. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say. So there is this infinite energy which is channeling through this ego and this swabhava, and then it is projecting a personal reality for this swabhava to experience. Swabhava is nothing but an individual identity, and the personal reality that each individual experiences is determined by the core nature or identity or swabhava of that individual. And there are different components to swabhava. Some of the components are the patterns, the habitual thought patterns that we go through, the tendencies, the deep-seated tendencies that we have. Some of us are angry, some of us are happy, some of us are sad. So these are deep-seated tendencies. Then belief systems. Each and every one of us believe in so many things when it comes to money, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to health and so on. So those belief systems are again a part of the swabhava. And then emotions. We all go through different emotional patterns and feelings throughout the day. That's again a different aspect of swabhava. And then thoughts. We all keep thinking different thoughts. And then actions. With all these beliefs and tendencies and thoughts and emotions, we take different actions in this world. All of it is tied to our swabhava. And our swabhava itself or our identity itself is derived from karma as per the Vedantic view. Basically, as per the wisdom of Vedanta, we have lived so many lifetimes in so many forms, in so many dimensions, and we have performed various actions at different levels, at the level of physical action, at the level of thoughts and energy. All the memory that we carry because of all those actions is what karma is. And that past karmic patterns have given rise to our current swabhava or our current identity. And the current identity has different thoughts, emotions, belief systems, and it takes different actions, and because of which we live a certain kind of life. Whatever the swabhava is, whatever the thoughts, emotions, beliefs, etc. are, that infinite consciousness or God within us is channeling through that swabhava and those patterns, and based on those patterns is creating a life for us to experience, creating a personal reality for us to experience. So in this understanding, we can realize that whatever you are experiencing right now, even you watching this video, is your own creation. You alone manifested it and you alone created it for yourself. Nobody forces a reality on you. Now think about this. Sometimes people say, God is doing all of this. God is giving me suffering so that I can evolve. God is giving me pain because He wants me to be more devoted, or He wants me to evolve spiritually, and so on. Now think about it from a deeper perspective. Why would God or that infinite intelligence put anyone through suffering? Now in some cases it might be true because there are some stories here and there. But generally it is our own karma that keeps us stuck. It is our own old karmic patterns that has given rise to a certain kind of swabhava, which has certain kinds of beliefs and tendencies and thoughts and emotions, because of which we take certain kinds of actions and because of which we live a certain kind of life. If we are suffering right now, it's not because of God and it's not because of something that is outside of us. It's only because of who we are as a person, and it is because of our own karma. That is the fundamental truth that we need to realize. We can no longer delegate responsibility. You know, at ACS, the second primary code is responsibility, which states my life is my responsibility. I will never delegate responsibility from this moment onward. Whatever is happening right now, I will accept that it is my own doing. And from that acceptance, I will begin to change my life and change the direction in which my life is going. Until we accept the responsibility for where we are, we can never get to where we want to be. If we keep on blaming others, the circumstances, situations, God, and so on, no one can help us. So that's what we need to realize. And then we need to understand that from this point onwards, we should stop wishing for outcomes in life. And we should only wish to embody the ideal self, the ideal swabhava. We call this process conscious creation at ACS, where we are designing and defining our ideal swabhava and slowly transitioning into that. Once the vision of your life is clear, your focus should not be on some desires or outcomes, because in your mind, it is a future tense. It is a happening in the future. And we get stuck there. And as long as the mind creates a gap from the present moment and the future experience, there is always a gap and we will never be able to fully experience it in the present. And we will keep pushing it away from us. So first we need to understand that time itself is an illusion from the Vedantic worldview. Everything is here and now, and everything is consciousness, and we are that consciousness. And that recognition that we are that consciousness and we have that full infinite creative potential within us here and now is a very strong and powerful asset for us. With that leverage, we can create whatever we wish in this world, and we can go on to build what we actually want to in this world. So the primary focus for us now, once the ideal life, what it should be, what your purpose is clear, is not to just keep thinking about that outcome, but to just let go and surrender it to God, and then focus on the ideal self instead. Who should I become in order to live that reality? What should be my ideal swabhava that I need to integrate so that that infinite consciousness can then channel through this ideal swabhava and then create a different personal reality for me? That should be the only focus. What should be the thought patterns of this ideal swabhava? What should be the new belief systems for this ideal swabhava? What should be the tendencies of these ideal swabhava? What should be the emotional patterns in this ideal identity? And what are some of the patterns that are keeping me stuck, and what should I get rid of from this current swabhava or identity? So that should be your attitude. And once we are able to fully integrate this ideal identity, then the ideal reality for you is a natural outcome. That's how the law is. Time and again, we hear these phrases in Sanatana Dharma, Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati, which means however your state of being is, such a personal reality or life you're creating for yourself. Or Yamati Sagati Bhavet, however your mind is, however your intellect is, such a kind of life you are creating for yourself. And so finally, it's very important to grasp the being, doing, having paradigm, right? We need to fully understand this paradigm. In this framework, there are three levels. Level 3 is having, level 2 is doing, level 1 is being. Right? Let me put 1, 2 and 3 here. Most people are stuck at level 3, that is the having paradigm, where they are just focused on having things. People are like beggars here. I want that, I want this. They are not thinking about how can I contribute positively to the world, how can I add value and so on. And they are just focused on grabbing and grasping and having. Now, this is a place where there is least leverage, where there is high stress and where manifestation is very, very difficult. Above that, there is the doing level, which is level 2, where most professionals and entrepreneurs are stuck. This is a higher level compared to having, but even that is limited. This is where people believe that working hard will lead them to success. You know, I can hustle and I can work day and night and I can take all the stress and then that ideal life is possible, then that abundance is possible. There is some truth to this. And just by physical action alone, we can create certain things in this world. But still, this is not a place of high leverage. We tend to get stressed, we tend to get burned out, and we drain our energy here. And ultimately, we lose our health or relationships in the pursuit of something else. So again, this is something that we need to transition out of. And then we should understand and focus on level 1. That is being, which is the most important level and dimension. This being is about our swabhava, who we are being currently. Who are you right now? What are you being currently? That is determining the entirety of your life. If you think you are limited, if you think you are the body and mind, and if you think achieving that ideal life is difficult for you, that is the reality that you are experiencing currently. Because yad bhavam tad bhavati, however your deepest swabhava is, such a kind of reality you're experiencing. Now, once we understand this, the next step is to go deeper and see who we are in our essence. Understand more and more that we are not this individual identity ultimately, but we are this infinite pure awareness or consciousness, this pure energy, and we are pure potential. And then from that perspective, if we can transition into that ideal swabhava with transformed thoughts, emotions and beliefs, then that ideal life is a natural outcome. So the process of doing this is conscious creation, and right now we are at a very important juncture. You know, the entire planetary alignment and the energies that surround us is conducive for us to go through this journey. We call this Dhanurmasa, which begins with mid-December and it goes on till Jan. And this is the most auspicious time for anyone to go inward and go through that process of self-evaluation and evolution and transformation. And to make this possible, we are opening the slots to a special 6-month Conscious Creation Blueprint program. It's an advanced journey within our community, the Advaita Conscious Society, where all this wisdom becomes real, where systematically we take you through the 5 stages of swabhava transformation so that that ideal life is a natural outcome for you. So if you are serious and if you are committed and if you wish to apply to join us and begin this journey, please check the link in the description and in the pinned comments and share your details and fill up the form and submit your application.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.